Former South African official slams Trump BRICS tariff threat, gender-based violence. By Joel B. Polak on December 1, 2024. Prominent South Africans reacted angrily on Sunday to President-elect Donald Trump's threat to impose 100% tariffs on the BRICS countries if they try to create an alternative to the US dollar as the global reserve and trade currency. As Breitbart News reported on Saturday. In a post on Truth Social, Trump wrote that countries in BRICS that try to replace the mighty US dollar would face 100% tariffs and should also be prepared to say goodbye to selling in the United States economy. BRICS, which stands for the countries of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, is described as being an informal grouping of emerging economies hoping to increase their sway in the global order, according to the Council on Foreign Relations. The group was established in 2009, with South Africa joining a year later. The Council on Foreign Relations noted that BRICS has tried to coordinate its members' economic and diplomatic policies, found new financial institutions, and reduced dependence on the US dollar. South Africa's former public protector, Thuli Madonsela, reacted angrily on X, formerly Twitter, telling Trump that no country has a right to assert supremacy over others, and telling African countries that Trump's threat should be a cue to diversify your economies, especially trade arrangements. Later, after receiving responses from South Africans who actually agreed with Trump, Madonsela said that Trump's logic was an example of supremacist paradigms that allow gender-based violence, GBV, to prevail with impunity. I reject responses that say whoever has greater economic means must call the shots, that the wise move from those in a weaker economic position is to simply comply. Such supremacist paradigms enable pathologies like gender-based violence, GBV, to prevail with impunity. Professor Thuli Madonsela hashtag kindness builds. At Thuli Madonsela 3, December 1, 2024. The United States is South Africa's second biggest export destination, after China, as of 2022 data. The South African currency, the rand, was once stronger than the dollar, but has declined significantly in value over several decades. As Breitbart News has noted, the incoming Trump administration has unusual leverage to push for change in South Africa, with a key trade agreement up for renewal, and South Africa planning to host the G20 next November. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.